give us an update on D-Hall?
D'Angelo did a somersault, landed on his back, and bruised his back. And he's walking around a little bit better today, just a little sore. But I don't imagine it being very long.
And I also wanted to ask about Deshaun Jackson. Is his a regular ankle sprain or high ankle sprain? How long do you expect him to?
I expect him back very soon. He's running individual routes already, and he looks fine doing that. He just going to continue doing individual. He's doing some extra running after practice. But full speed cutting, we're going to hold off probably another day or two and then get him back into full go action. Hopefully he'll be ready by Monday night.
Jay, Lake Seastrunk kind of hurt his foot but yet kept going and finished out the practice. A, update on him, and B, how important is that for especially a kid in a battle for a roster spot to kind of persevere even if he's not 100%?
It's important for these guys to play through the nagging injuries, obviously ones that keep them out. We don't want to do a lot of damage to, but everybody's got some kind of bump or bruise right now, I would imagine, and if you can play through it, it's great. And he has played through a sore foot for the last couple days, might be a week, but he's not on the injury report, so I imagine he'll be full go again tomorrow.
Jay, with Hall, that somersault that you mentioned, was that during team drills? When did that?
It was an individual. We were doing one-on-ones in the red zone. And Andre caught a fade, and he went for the ball and then just did a somersault. Okay. And landed on his back kind of awkwardly, so to speak. He just got up a little sore. They carted him off just for the dramatic.
Basically.
Yeah. Exit. He could have walked off. Would have made a lot easier on me today.
Just a couple other guys too, Jay. Red, Sharpton, and Arakpo too.
Sharpton's probably got the worst. He's got the high ankle sprain. He's probably going to be the longest. Arakpo has just a thigh contusion. He's going to be fine. We just kept him out today to give him a break. And who is the other one?
Silas Red
has a minor ankle sprain, and he will be ready hopefully tomorrow, maybe the next day. We'll see how he's doing.
Jay, we know Chris Thompson's injury history, I guess. How tough is that ankle injury keeping him off the field if he can't, you know, if he's out for a week or two? He's fighting for a roster spot here. How does that affect him?
It's disappointing. You know, it's unfortunate for him because he was progressing very well, and he needs the reps to do what we're going to ask him to do on game day. And if he's not available to get these reps, it's going to hurt his progress. But injuries happen, unfortunately, to him. It seems like more often than not, he's got to figure out a way to stay healthy. But his is a low ankle sprain, and it probably will be another 5 to 6 days, I would think. Just a matter how quickly it heals, you never know. But he's got to get back on the field. There's no question about it. He is in a tight battle.